Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1945, recorded on Thursday the 9th of February 2017, and bringing you news and information from the Norwich Evening News. You can call us on 01603 765 365, that's Norwich 765 365, with your news, views and comments. We love to hear from listeners. This week, your Chatterbox recording is accompanied by the February 2017 edition of EDP Norfolk. This is on a separate memory stick, and we hope you enjoy listening to the selections from the magazine. This first part of Chatterbox is read by me, Alison Aplin.
And by me, Robin Quine. This week we are delighted to welcome five new listeners to Chatterbox. They are Mrs. Jennifer Elvin from Helsdon in Norwich, Mr. Kirk Hookway from Norwich, Miss Jackie Eastley in Hingham, Mrs. Dorothy Pike in Frettenham, and Mrs. Joan Holland in Swaffham. We hope you all enjoy listening to Chatterbox and to our regular broadcasts of Norfolk Magazine and Let's Talk. Part one of this week's Chatterbox includes news, stories, letters and emails from evening news readers and a feature on a horn player.
Norwich City hit the news this week on and off the field. We'll hear about their exploits on the pitch shortly. But before that, there is news of the resignation of their chief executive, Jez Moxie. Inevitably, perhaps, this was referred to as Jexit. There was also bad news from the Norwich City Hall, where council taxes are going up, and from County Hall, where money is needed to refurbish County Hall, but other budgets are being cut and charities are being hit by increased rents on council properties. But we begin with Jexit.
Norwich City Chief Executive Jez Moxie resigned after just 6 months in the Carrow Road hot seat. Many fans reacted with delight at the news, which was confirmed on the club's official website, but others warned it could now be a difficult road ahead. Canaries Trust Chairman Robin Sainty said, "I think it's fair to say I was gobsmacked with the news. From the Trust's point of view, we had grave reservations about his ability to interact with groups, so I'm not going to pretend it's a bad bit of news." Last month, the club was criticised for charging fans £25 for the FA Cup third-round tie against Southampton, which only 12,479 people attended. It is understood that the situation and the outcry from fans led to tensions between Mr. Moxie and the rest of the board. It was seen internally as Mr. Moxie's decision. But in a statement released by the club late last night, Chairman Ed Balls revealed that Moxie had left the Canaries by mutual consent. He said, "Myself and the board would like to place on record our sincere thanks to Jez for his hard work since joining us last year, and most recently in the transfer window. However, the role has not worked out satisfactorily for either Jez and his family or for the football club, and all parties have professionally and amicably agreed to move on. We wish Jez all the best in his future career, and now our focus is on the next steps for Norwich City."
City Hall's Labour Cabinet has agreed to recommend its budget for the upcoming financial year to full council, which includes a 2.05% increase in its share of the council tax. The council says the increase, along with efficiency savings, will help protect frontline services in the year ahead. But City Hall's chief executive, Laura MacGillivray, warned that might not be possible in the future. She said, "The next few years are going to be extremely difficult. We've got another £9.6 million to take out, and that's on top of £30 million which has already been taken out. We've introduced a wide range of efficiencies, but we're starting to run out of them. However tight our finances, our sustainability and transformation plans are about generating income and reshaping services rather than stopping doing things. However, there comes a point where this may well have to happen." Alan Waters, the council leader who has criticised the government for reducing the spending power of the council, said there would be a need for more partnership working with other organisations and groups. The full council will meet on Tuesday, February the 21st, to decide on the budget for next year. If the 2.05% council tax increase is agreed, it would generate £9 million for City Hall. It would mean the City Hall portion of council tax for a Band D property would be £249 and a penny, an increase of £5 a year. Council tax bills in Norwich are split between the City Council, the County Council, which is budgeting for a 4.8% increase, and the Police and Crime Commissioner, who intends to increase the policing share by just shy of 2%. The Cabinet also agreed to pilot a crowdfunding project with a pot of £50,000 for community groups to bid for. Groups will be able to upload projects along with pictures and videos to a website. Once a certain amount is raised, the Council will assess them and could consider funding from the pot. The £50,000 will be drawn from money developers who have to contribute to communities.
A further £7 million looks set to be spent on to carry out further refurbishment to Norfolk County Council's County Hall headquarters, at the same time as the public is being asked to pay higher council tax. When councillors agree the authority's budget next month, they will be asked to agree to spend the money to further revamp the 1960s building. But the council says that will help save £4 million a year. The proposed work comes after more than £33 million was spent refurbishing the Martineau Lane headquarters. Work started in 2013 after blocks of masonry fell from the building. The revamp was initially due to cost just over £22 million, but the price soared by £10 million more because the original repair programme assumed existing insulation, heating and lighting would be replaced with similar systems. And councillors are now being asked to agree to spend a further £3.7 million to revamp County Hall's basement and lower ground floor, plus £3.3 million to refurbish the North Wing. Councillors will also be asked to agree a 4.8% increase in County Hall's share of council tax, an extra £1.10 a week for people living in a Band D property. However, money raised through council tax will not be used to bankroll County Hall's refurbishment.
A charitable organisation which offers support to some of the county's most vulnerable residents has urged councillors to rethink plans to slash budgets amid fears that it could impact on lifeline services. Members of Norfolk County Council's Policy and Resources Committee are debating plans, initially rejected last year, which could see millions of pounds taken out of the fund used to commission housing support. It is feared cutting the budget by more than half would affect organisations such as St Martin's Housing Trust, YMCA Norfolk and the Benjamin Foundation, which provide accommodation and support services.
Norfolk County Council has announced it will no longer grant so-called peppercorn rents, which start from as little as £1 a year, in a bid to regularise the system and get all groups to pay full market rents. Rents on council-owned buildings, from village halls to scout huts, are reviewed when leases are due to expire. But the Council's Policy and Resources Committee confirmed peppercorn rates currently offered will not be withdrawn until leases finish, and everybody will have to pay market rent assessed by a district valuer.
The leader of a popular Norwich community centre has warned vital groups could close following a hike in council rent. At the Silver Road Community Centre, Mrs. Brochiette Coulton said, "If the council was to charge us the full rate, we would go bust. The charity has been using the council-owned community centre for the past 2 years and has a peppercorn rent of £1 per year for the next 23 years. She added that the community centre charity also has to maintain the 100-year-old building, which caters for between 150 and 200 people each week.